It's a little late for you to be here. Don't be scared. I only go after grave robbers, and you're both ill-equipped and too skittish to be one. Still, some of the other girls might not look before they leap, and they might get in a little too far in their play to be able to pull themselves off of you when you tell them that you're only here to visit someone. You didn't realize how late it was. I understand. I've lived here a long time, and even though I sleep most of the day, I see the early and late arrivers whenever I decide to wake up early or sleep late. Usually, it's people who are too busy during the day. The world and its demands go on whether we want it to or not. And unfortunately, it'll continue on without those who are close to us. I've seen it time and time again, but I've never seen someone so young come here so late by themselves. Why, you can't be through college yet. Second year, huh? Do you mind me asking who they were? Your mother? I'm so sorry. Cancer. She didn't tell anyone. I can't imagine what you must be going through. Look, it's really late, and it's going to get cold tonight. If you were so lost in thought that you missed the graveyard closing before the night, I think they meant a lot to you. She was probably a really good person, and an even better mother. I don't think she would want you to be out here so late, especially if you get sick. You don't want to leave her. She'll be here in the morning when it warms up, but who knows what condition you'll be in if you stay until then. Not to mention the other hellhounds who are currently roaming. Some monsters are extremely empathetic. Stronger monsters, even those who you wouldn't expect, tend to have this. It's a way for us to make sure that we don't accidentally hurt you because of our strength. I can see that you're hurting, that's why I didn't immediately attack you. And as much as I would like my sisters to do the same, I don't want you to take that chance. And even if I'm wrong, I don't peg you as the type of person who wants to explain to everyone why you're so sad. I can see that it took a lot out of you to tell me who you were visiting. How about this? I'll walk you home, if you want. I'll make sure no one bothers you. No one messes with my kind, especially the ones that live in graveyards. You'll make it home without any problems, and I can guarantee that. Go on. Just take my hand. Lead the way. You look tired. It's a good thing I found you when I did. A lot of people underestimate the power of their own emotions. It makes sense, though. Every emotional response comes from the same place as responses to physical sensations, so why would it be so hard to grasp that feelings like yours can lead to fatigue? I'm a lot gentler than other hellhounds. In truth, I wouldn't know. I don't see too many of them out in the graveyard. Maybe it has to do with how we're raised. I was raised around here, and I grew up around human emotions. There's a lot of sadness, a lot of pain. You learn that not everything can be solved by blindly throwing pleasure at it. That's not to say I don't have hellhound instincts, it's just that I've learned how to control them more than other monsters have. There's a period where dark magic can bring a soul back, but Usually, the soul prefers to rest. In that sense, the rowdy nature of my kin could disturb their rest, which isn't right. Families paid for their loved ones to be safe and secure. No matter their stories, no matter their pain, and no matter who they're leaving behind, they ultimately are sent there to rest. To disturb that peaceful stillness, it would be wrong. That's why we're allowed to live there. We understand that not every human is a potential mate. Your scent is strong here. Is this where you live? Okay, I'll leave you then. You probably want to be alone. You want me to stay with you? I don't usually do that, but all right. If that's what you want. If I may ask, why do you want me to stay with you? Oh, I see. Huh. You have a nice place. Those pictures. They have your mother in them, don't they? I'm sorry for asking. Do you need anything? You're just tired? All right, I'll stay if you want me to, but I don't know how appropriate that would be. Also, I sleep during the day, so you'll have to watch out for me in the morning. There isn't much you can do to wake me up, but I don't want you to hurt yourself if you happen to trip over my leg or something. I don't understand. You want me to claim you? Oh. No, I believe you. Hellhounds have a natural affinity for certain scents relating to death. We were created in hell, after all. That being said, being in close proximity with other people would create something for me to pick up on, but I don't smell much. There's trace amounts of other people, probably from a funeral, but nothing indicating daily exposure to another person. Your mother was all you had left, wasn't she? I understand now. I understand everything. You're scared of being alone, and whether or not you planned to stay at your mother's grave for as long as you did, I imagine you knew about the monsters who lived in graveyards. If this is what you want, I'll claim you. I need you to be sure. I don't want you to do this as a form of you acting out to cope with your emotions. You want me to claim you? Okay. I'll claim you. I have you now, human. Don't worry about anything. Just let me do all of the work, okay? Don't worry. I've got you. I've got you. Just wrap your arms around me and I'll take good care of you. What's wrong? No, it's just that you're crying. It's been so long since you've been held like this. Don't worry, I don't plan on letting go. Do you want me to start slow, or would you prefer for me to give in to my basic instincts? I mean, I would prefer to keep this pace. Holding you tightly, gradually working my way over your entire body. But my body is completely begging me to devour you. To run my tongue and my claws all over your body so that I've caressed and tasted every square inch of you. You know what? I'll surprise you. You're so hard down here. I can see that you're trembling. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Does that feel nice, darling? I'm glad. My tongue is long and wet, perfect for circling around your entire cock. I love how your cock trembles inside of my mouth. You just tell me if I start working you a little too hard, okay? Such adorable moans. I think I'm gonna keep sucking. You like that? My large, soft, warm hands stroking up and down your thighs. I can see goosebumps starting to form. Your entire body is starting to tremble. You're so precious. I think that's enough of a warm-up. Don't mind me. I'm just climbing on top of you. Oh, that's such an adorable face you're making. Humans are so adorable, but also so, so fragile. Sometimes, I fear that even a strong gust of wind could hurt one of you. I can't let my human get hurt. I'll protect you because you're mine. No matter what, you don't have to be scared of me. I promise that for as long as I'm near you, nothing can harm you. I'll be very careful. Oh, you fit perfectly inside of me, human. So how was it? My tight, searing cunt. Don't worry. I'll wait a little bit for you to try and get used to it. All right, I think that's long enough. If you need to, you can hold on to me, okay? That's it. Just let me do all of the work. Don't worry, darling. I got you. Just hold on to me. I won't ever let you go. You're mine, and I love you. Oh, that's it. Just bone onto my chest, good boy. You're such a good boy. Oh, I can hear you whimpering. And after everything, such intense feelings must be so amazing. Don't worry, baby, you're okay. You're okay. You're holding on to me so tightly. You're getting close, aren't you? Don't worry. Just let it all out inside of me. There you go. There you go. Let it all out inside of me. That's it, baby. Oh, you're filling me up so nicely. Good boy. You're such a good boy. There. Now you're mine. I did my best to refrain from going too far because you are far too tired for me to go full hound on you. Speaking of tired, it looks like you're having some trouble keeping your eyes open. I bet I feel like a soft, warm, weighted blanket to you. That's good. You should rest. You've had a long day. A long few days, if I had to guess. What you need is to just close your eyes and rest. You're such a good boy, and I love you. I'll hold you for as long as you want me to. Sweet dreams, my love.